am talking with Mike Deering, Executive Vice President for the Missouri Cattlemen's Association, about their recent call to action supporting the Missouri FFA and career and technical education across the state. Mike, tell us a little bit about what you guys have put together in support for Missouri FFA and what cattlemen across the state can do.
Support for the Missouri FFA and the career and technical education programs that are being affected by DESE's new MCIP 5 that is coming to terms here at the end of this week.
Yeah, absolutely. Basically, just a little bit of background. The Missouri Department of Elementary and Secondary Education and the State Board of Education have been working on the new version of the Missouri School Improvement Program for a few years now. Ag groups and Missouri Cattlemen's, Missouri Farm Bureau have been working in the process from the standpoint of submitting comments to DESE and working closely with agricultural educators and others in the education community to emphasize the importance of career and technical education programs such as FFA. And in the most recent version of the MSIP, as they're calling it, they did not emphasize very strongly at all the importance of these programs, which absolutely sends wrong signals to school districts throughout the state about the importance of these programs.
I know as a former ag teacher myself and former FFA member how important this largest youth organization in the country is to Missouri youth. Thank you so much for taking this stance and helping get this word out. What is the word that you want to share to cattlemen across the state, and what can they do to help spread the word?
Basically, the commodity groups, including the Missouri Cattlemen's Association, have submitted comments stressing the importance of agricultural education and how FFA and those kind of programs are the foundation of the next generation of farm and ranchers, and also from horticulture, the biotechnology, and the very broad spectrum of agriculture. And they are the ones that are going to be responsible for feeding a population expected to grow by 9 billion people. That's almost the equivalent of two additional Chinas by the year 2050. They're the ones responsible. We've submitted those comments, but really, we've got to have the numbers. We've got to have cattle producers and everyone involved in agriculture submit comments to the Missouri Department of Elementary and Secondary Education. And that deadline is coming up really soon. So by November 30th, they need to have their comments in and make their voices heard. It's absolutely essential that these people in regulatory agencies or other type agencies hear from the people who are truly impacted.
It's going to have an impact across agriculture statewide with all the industry, because the future is scary. So thank you, Mike, for taking a few minutes to talk with us and to share the importance of these oversights that DESE has had.
Absolutely, anytime. It's a pleasure working with AgWired and all you do to educate folks, so appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Mike. Again, talking with Mike Deering, Executive Vice President for the Missouri Cattlemen's Association. I am Jamie Johansson.